With me on the line to discuss this is Gwenda Kaplan, who is going to explain to us the Botanical Art Expo. And just in case you're asking yourself, the what? Well, let me set the scene. Step into a world where science meets beauty. And this is at the Botanical Art Expo, where every plant is more than just a subject, it's a story. This unique exhibition brings together artists and botanists to showcase detailed, lifelike illustrations of South Africa's remarkable flora. It's a celebration of nature, preservation, and the quiet art of observation. Gwenda, thanks so much for joining me on the line. And let me just quickly say in parenthesis, I hope your son is well, and I've known him forever, and it's wonderful to talk to you. But back to my professional voice. What first drew you to botanical art? Was it the science or the beauty?
I think when you look at the paintings, they're just so beautiful and so detailed. Somehow there's something that if you're painting in any way, it sort of draws you in. And I went to an exhibition about 10 years ago of botanical art, and I just saw these paintings on the wall, and I thought, I want to do that. And so I have been doing that ever since.
How does botanical art differ from just painting flowers?
Yes, very much. Botanical art is partly and essentially a science as well as an art. So to start off with, the plants must be botanically correct. And working on that, the artist has leeway to bring his or her own, you know, the part into it, but the leaves have to grow out of the right points. There has to be the right number of petals. Everything has to be absolutely correct, and then the artist can carry on and, you know, do an interesting composition or whatever, bring their own personality into it.
Gwenda, I actually hadn't heard of botanical art until I was preparing for your interview, and for those of our listeners who might not be familiar with it either, can you explain, when you go for lessons, what are you learning how to do? What is the skill?
Well, first of all, there's a skill that's required for whatever medium you're using. Mostly botanical art is in watercolor, which is quite a tricky medium. So you have to learn how to handle that. Some few people use gouache or oils very seldom, but mostly watercolor. So the first thing to learn is to handle a medium in great detail, because you're painting very small with a very small brush and in very fine detail all the time, very slowly and very carefully. So when one starts a course, I mean the course that I did, one sort of starts concentrating on different parts of flowers. You know, you start maybe doing a section on roots and stems and leaves, and slowly working up the different techniques that are required. Watercolors, partly working very wet and then very dry, and, you know, they're different techniques, especially applying to botanical art, because it's such fine, detailed work.
In an age of photography, why does hand-drawn botanical illustration still matter?
That's a good question, and I've been asked that before, and it's actually quite difficult to answer, because, I mean, you can get incredible detail with photos, but it's just not the same. We found that in painting, we work from live plants, and we take photos in order to maybe capture details or keep an image when it's dyed, but there's nothing like the three-dimensionality that you get in the real thing. It, you know, and that is depicted in a botanical painting that you do. It's not quite the same in a photograph.
That makes sense. And the reason, of course, why I'm interviewing you is because there is a botanical art exhibition that's on from 17th of May to the 4th of June at Villa Arcadia, which is 22 Oxford Road, Parktown, Johannesburg, with free entry. Gwenda, can I ask you just to stay on the line while we take this short ad break, and then I'm going to come back to you and ask you to tell us more about this exhibition that is open to the public. I'm chatting with Gwenda Kaplan about the Botanical Art Expo that is on in Johannesburg from the 17th of May to the 4th of June.
Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So as I mentioned, on the line is Gwenda Kaplan, and we're talking about the Botanical Art Expo that is on from the 17th of May to the 4th of June at Villa Arcadia in Parktown. Gwenda, what can one expect to see at the expo, and would you encourage people who are not familiar with botanical art and don't have any history of knowing what it's about to go and look at it?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I've had some friends who saw it. We just had our official opening on Friday night, and our first day open to the public was on Saturday. And I had a couple of friends coming who came just because I'm part of the exhibition, and they were absolutely astounded. They were just so amazed that this kind of work existed. They really loved it. Their reaction was amazing. So yes, I would certainly encourage people who've never seen it before to come.
Has any one plant or story stayed with you from this exhibition?
You know, there are so many, because This is a very interesting exhibition, both in the theme and the international aspect of it. First of all, it's part of an international collaboration that's being held simultaneously in 30 countries. It's organized by ASPA, that's the American Society of Botanical Art, and it's been planned for over 2 years. We've been having Zoom meetings. If each country has a live exhibition with paintings hanging on the wall, but in addition, each country has chosen 40 paintings to be part of a PowerPoint presentation, which runs continuously in all the galleries around the world, so that if you come to our exhibition, you can see 1,200 paintings from some of the top botanical artists in the world on this presentation. And it's running continuously throughout the exhibition. You need 4 hours to see all the countries, but you can see parts of it whenever you're there.
Okay, that's doable. 4 hours is doable. What do you hope someone walks away feeling after seeing this expo?
Just the great sensitivity in the paintings, the incredible detail that you're able to see. And of course, the skill of the artist, you know, one really appreciates looking at the paintings, the time and love that's gone into them. You can't do this without really loving what you're doing.
Do you think people, and I'll include myself in that, do you think we will see plants differently after viewing this kind of art?
Without doubt. And in fact, when you start painting, looking at, you see plants completely differently. And definitely, I'm sure if you come to this exhibition, you will see plants completely differently, especially since this exhibition is very different in another aspect apart from the international one, and that's the theme. Because the theme is looking at the importance of biodiversity. And so through the medium of the paintings, it's hoping to draw attention to the variety of plants that are available in contrast to the few that are currently used in mass cultivation. So that is plants that are used to sustain man. In other words, fruit and vegetables and grains and things that we don't usually paint. And it's amazing how when we first heard the subject, we thought, you know, we're used to painting leaves and flowers and seeds, and suddenly we had to think in terms of potatoes and tomatoes.
Which makes it more challenging.
So it's quite amazing what's been produced and how beautiful the paintings are.
Gwenda, do you know if Israel's participating? And can you also just give us some more details about the expo, the dates, and anything else you can share with our listeners?
Yes, all right. And funnily enough, before this interview, I just looked it up because I haven't before, and they're not participating. I'm not quite sure why.
Okay.
But it's an interesting point. Yeah, yeah. One of the things I'd like to mention, you know, the fact that it's at Arcadia, I'm sure would have some resonance with the Jewish community in South Africa because, you know, it was the Jewish orphanage. For 81 years, in fact. It's now called Villa Arcadia, but it's the same building that was originally built by the Phillips family in 1922. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's been restored beautifully.
Gwenda,
but I'm sure that there are lots of...
If I can just cut in there, I grew up on stories of Villa Arcadia. My grandmother was an orphan, so her and her brothers and sisters, as you say, were there. There were at least 100 kids that came out from... There were 200 kids who came out from Russia with Isaac Ochberg, and that was my family. But as you say, I'm sure it resonates with many in the Jewish community as an orphanage for our grandparents and even their parents.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting? That I mean, Hollard has restored it. Hollard bought it from the Jewish orphanage, and they've restored it to the most into the most pristine condition. But they've kept on one long wall all the boards that list the donors over the years to the orphanage.
Yes.
And it's so interesting to see those names there. You know, if you've lived in Johannesburg, and even names of Jewish communities that don't exist anymore, in small town communities, it's really fascinating to see those boards.
So it's two things for the price of one. It's a look at the orphanage, the history of the orphanage and the restoration and the botanical art exhibition. But seeing it costs nothing, then it's inappropriate to say it's two for the price of one. It's a wonderful day that people can get for free. But if you can just give us a little bit more on the dates and any other information you can share.
I think just that it's really so well worth a visit. People will so enjoy seeing this. Especially people who don't know botanical art and who've not seen it before. It's a wonderful, as you say, a combination of this beautiful house, and one is able to walk around and have a look at it. And there's the most exquisite view of Johannesburg from the long veranda that runs along on the front of the house. I would really encourage people to visit it.
Gwenda,
and as you say, no charge.